But wow, we've been going over this bill. What a pile of gobbledygook. 45 pages of confusion.
Also a workshopped title for this program. 45 pages of confusion.
They used to say that when I handed in essays in high school. What do you mean you don't like it? This is a bunch of gobbledygook.
Mr. Doyle, you somehow managed pages to spell gobbledygook wrong.
45 pages of confusion.
Welcome back to The Rush. It is Tuesday, the 16th of February. Appreciate your presence this afternoon. I'm Jay. That's Ryan. Yo. We are live at 416-872-1010. You can text the show at 710.
You're doing my own replies.
I was replying on behalf of both of us.
That's very nice of you.
It's Ryan and Jay. Hey.
Hey.
Feel free to respond, Ryan. That's Ryan Doyle.
Hey. That sounded worse than it was in my head. Never mind.
Listen, we talked about this on the show on Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. What did you end up doing? Because I know that you tried to order from the place that I ordered for Valentine's Day dinner, which was great, Maple Leaf Tavern. Hi to Esther and everybody there. Great job. Food was amazing. And you ended up ordering from a different place. Was it good?
I got to tell you, and I almost don't want to give it away because it is, honest to God, one of the best Italian restaurants in the city of Toronto. And it's not in the downtown core.
It's a double-edged sword whenever you talk about this because you're like, I don't want everybody going to this restaurant. And then when I want to go, I can't go or I can't get food.
Well, you did a porch drop-off on the weekend.
Yep.
And I talked to you. You were in your car. I was on my porch and your wife was in the passenger seat of your car. And I told her where I was getting the food from. And she's like, oh, that's the place that so-and-so recommended. We've always wanted to try there. And then I thought, oh, yeah, I can't let this out of the bag because the place only has like five tables in it. Maybe I'll tell you by the end of the show if enough people want to know. At 7:10:10. But they were open. The kitchen was open just for pickup, obviously.
Sure.
And I got nice Valentine's Day dinner for my wife and I. And
good.
A little something, some meatballs and some pasta because they do the best pasta. Oh, my gosh. It is so good for the kids. And I actually also got a meal for my mom because she lives by herself. And obviously, you know, my dad passed away. So Valentine's Day is a little different for
sure.
her. So we dropped that off. I put it in the lobby for her so that she could have
that.
That's
nice.
Yeah. And I got her a bottle of wine and that kind of thing. So that's what we ended up doing. We had a very, very nice Italian meal. And it was oh my God, it was good.
Do you guys watch like a movie on Valentine's Day? Like a rom-com or do you have a go-to or anything like
that? Are you purposely trying to get me in trouble by harping on Valentine's
Day? No, I'm not. I just haven't talked to you since Saturday. Because at my house Saturday night, when we had our dinner, we started to watch another movie and it was like, this isn't our speed. So we went back to our go-to. And our go-to romantic movie is When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, that's nice.
And we watch
very
it
romantic.
Every few years. And you forget every time you watch it, you think about the scene in the restaurant where Meg Ryan's like faking. And you forget about the interstitials of actual couples talking about the way they met and how long they've been married. That one just gets me every time. Every single time. I was a puddle at the end of that movie.
There was a UFC on Saturday night.
Oh, yes. I remember this. Do you know how I remember this? Can I talk about how I remember this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ryan wrote me Thursday night and said, hey, man, lawn chairs, lots of distance, my backyard. We'll throw up the big screen. We'll watch grown men beat the crap out of each other Saturday night. And that was Thursday night. Friday morning, I read it and I wrote back. I have a response here.
That's why I thought you were trying to get me in trouble. I'm like, oh, he's going to do the UFC thing.
Yeah, the response was, hey, that sounds like a great idea. I'll see what time Sherry thinks the Valentine's Day festivities should be over. Shouldn't be an issue at all.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were like, oh, right, Valentine's Day.
My wife's a trooper. What can I say?
Of course. She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah, with the meal I had and the wine and everything, she was fine. She was fine.
Oh, so you did watch the UFC?
Oh, hell yeah. I watched it in my living room.
You know what? Between my lotto tickets gift and your UFC, we're both very lucky. We're
such
very lucky
acts.
Men. Amen.
Such class.
Very
acts.
Lucky men.